as you relax your body and your mind. Just let the body expand into space as it relaxes. Feel the mind also expanding, losing its tension as you welcome all the experiences that you might be having, any perceptions, feelings, emotions, unconscious material rising. Simply allow it all to be without interfering, without rejecting, without pushing away. Just be a welcoming presence with the attitude of it's okay, you can be with me. If one part, for whatever reason, is upset about something, you can be a good listener. Maybe even ask questions to find out more about what the problem is. And gently turn your focus, gentle focus, on just your own presence. The one whose very nature is welcoming, not rejecting. Just see if you can see the truth of that, that your being is welcoming, it's not rejecting. It remains totally unruffled. Without any words, by its very nature, yourself accepts all things as they are. Accepting, welcoming things as they are, you gain an objectivity that allows you to act in a meaningful way in any given situation. There's no hurt or scorn or anger involved. It's just your participation in any given situation in a meaningful, useful way. Not involving any type of fear or rejection. As you kind of invoke that inner friend, focusing on your own presence, notice the relationship of yourself to whatever experiences are coming your way. Just relax. Try not to reject or push away any experiences. Mm-hmm. Just simply notice. This me, the self that I am. Notice the silence, the changelessness of my being. With at the same time, all of the different perceptions, feelings. The environment, the objectified environment, whatever it's giving me, whatever the inner environment is giving me. Notice the relationship of those thoughts and feelings and perceptions to your own presence. Let your body and mind relax into your own being. As though it's dipping in to that safe harbor. If there's ever any angry voices inside, let all of those angry or distressed words take place in this relaxed buddhi. That is resting in your own presence. Totally non-rejecting presence of yourself. All experiences can actually resolve all vrittis, all thoughts, all emotions can actually resolve into your own presence. The vritti, the thought, being sattva. The thought seems to reflect my being. Whatever the thought or emotion may be, as it gently turns its focus, shifts its focus toward me, it's my being that fills the thought. The thought resolves into me, the subject. Me, the very self of the thought. I learn how to bring my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions back to myself. Back to the one they've been missing. even though I'm there all of the time, changelessly present. My mind as though misses me in its extroversion, even though I'm fully present, fully experientially present. My mind's attention is diverted toward its problems, toward its hurts, toward other people that are causing harm. As though when I find myself in these situations, I relax and bring my mind back to myself. I listen to whatever complaints or worries the mind has as I hold it with me. Like a child, I keep it with me. You are an awareful being, a consciousness, a conscious being. It's very me that you are. Your very self is changeless, conscious being. Try to change yourself. See if you can cover it or move it to the side. Or change it by a thought. You find you are absolutely stable. Thoughts can displace each other. Emotions can displace each other. Images can displace each other. But nothing can displace you. See if you can recognize that truth.